is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli soldiers have freed four hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay in Tel Aviv.
Almog Meir, Andrei Kozlov, Shlomi Ziv, and Noah Argamani finally back home. Each of them taken hostage during the October 7 massacre at the Nova Music Festival. Noah Argamani screaming, "Don't kill me," as her captors rushed her away on a motorcycle. Now she's reunited with her father and her mother dying from cancer.
A large number of Palestinians were killed during the raid, but there is a dispute over just how many. President Biden is taking time during his trip to France to contrast himself with former President Donald Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is traveling with Mr. Biden.
Saturday's meetings came after 2 days of commemoration of D-Day, putting the president on the world stage to tout American power and democracy at a time he's concerned about it at home.
I simply refuse to believe that America's greatness is a thing of the past.
And while he hasn't drawn explicit comparisons to likely Republican opponent Donald Trump, Mr. Biden's reelection campaign has, by raising doubts about Trump's commitment to national security and veterans in recent digital advertising.
In addition to high temperatures, some parts of the country will get severe storms tonight. The Weather Channel meteorologist Reynolds Wolf says a surge of tropical moisture is building from the western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
Towards the west, where we have the potential of some very strong storms. Everything's in play, damaging wind, large hail, heavy rainfall, flash flooding. Can't rule out any of it. We've got that first batch going through St. Louis. Then we see it form out towards the west. Some of these, again, with a lot of pop and possibly some damage during the late night hours and into the early morning, too.
In Las Vegas, it's never been hotter this time of the year. It's a major issue in the presidential election, inflation. CBS's Michael George says perception seems to be overriding facts.
All signs are showing a strong economy, stocks holding steady, low unemployment, a better than expected jobs report, but the nagging issue for a lot of Americans, high prices, which is why the perception of the economy may not match the reality.
Sharks are lurking in the waters off South Florida's Gulf Coast. Three people were attacked in two separate incidents yesterday. Here's South Walton Fire Chief Ryan Crawford.
Both with a group of friends just inside the first sandbar, so very similar locations as far as proximity to the shoreline and about waist-deep water. Victim one received significant injuries to one upper and one lower extremity.
Beaches were closed yesterday but have since been reopened. Authorities haven't said if they'll also be open tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Director Sam Taylor Johnson discusses why she took on the movie Back to Black, the life and music of the late singer Amy Winehouse.
Create the whole person, and so much of what we knew about her was said to us by the tabloids. And with our movie, it's really being with her as she creates the music, and that's a perspective I don't think we've necessarily felt.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
This is a dangerous time to be on the road if you're a teen.
AAA reports an average of 670 teen deaths during the Memorial Day to Labor Day span each year, almost half the number for the entire year. What's different in summer?
How they spend their time, where they spend the time, even who they spend it with.
William Van Tassel manages AAA's National Driving Program.
Those risks can really increase the chance of crashing for teens.
In addition to comprehensive driver training, he says parents have to be active, asking,
where are you going? Who's going to be with you? How long will you be gone? And the teens understands that the parent is paying attention.
Van Tassel also advocates a written driving practices agreement between parents and their teens. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
A man convicted for his role in the stabbing deaths of two Dartmouth College professors in 2001 has been released from prison. James Parker was 16 when he was convicted in the deaths of Half and Suzanne Santop in Hanover, New Hampshire. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, to a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the low 70s. And more sun and up to the mid-60s on Monday. Increasing clouds Monday night and a chance of showers and thunderstorms looking on into Tuesday. High mid-70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Touching you, sweet. so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Use it. children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest. You know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Ski Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Change.
much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Don't you care? Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Say I need you, but then you'd realize you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's been coming for some time.
just goes to eat.